KO4, JQX.
JQX, how you doing this evening?
Doing good, sir. How about you?
Now that I'm on my way home from work. Finally got out a little bit earlier than normal.
Jeff Parker on this end, sir. Brand new ham just got up and running yesterday.
His name's Andrew here. I actually got my license back in January, right for all this mess yet. But it's been fun. How you liking it so far?
I'm loving it. I took a ham course through Zoom from a guy named Gary Wise. Had his call sign on the tip of my tongue. My goodness, I'll get W4EEY. Got a terrible memory. And matter of fact, we hadn't even finished the class yet. Tonight's our last class, and I went ahead and took my license exam early, and here I am.
Zooms and the online stuff's been I will say it's definitely been a good during this, because I actually took my general test while I was at Myrtle Beach back in June or July. I finally upgraded just to get on the HF bands. But did you go for just your tech, or are you going to plan on getting your general or extra or anything?
My general book in front of me now. I'd like to go all the way and get my extra. I just got to take it one step at a time.
If I want to do the extra, you know, I've heard it was not rough, but it definitely takes more studying. The general wasn't too bad. I actually used the website. I think it was Ham Study. That was pretty good. I enjoyed doing it that way, and that's where I actually ended up finding my session that I took my test at.
Yeah, do you live in? I said, what area do you live in?
Emmon, which is the north end of Spartanburg.
I live down in Lower Greenville County, a little place called Ware Place.
Here with that one, but Greenville's nice as long as you get away from the city a little bit. I'm not real fond of either Spartanburg or Greenville city area. I like to stay on the outskirts of it.
18 miles south of Greenville.
So, what have you done so far? You just, you got a VHF, UHF radio, or you thinking about buying an HF rig with 6 meters or anything?
A new Yazoo, it's a FT991A. It's got everything.
Nice rig. I was very, very tempted to purchase that one. That way I got everything all at one time. I ended up pulling the trigger on an ICOM 7300, but the 991 is a very nice rig.
Well, how to operate the thing?
I was getting to learn it and figuring out what all the bells and whistles and what everything does. It's definitely been a learning experience. Once you get into the HF, you know, the VHF is, you know, it's nice. You turn it on, you program the repeaters, but once you start getting to operate it on the higher ends, you know, you get to learn your filters and all that good stuff on the side.
Very much still in the learning curve.
I think I heard somebody else in there. Go ahead.
JBV. Yeah, I was just wondering if you guys knew that you could take those tests online now.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He took his online through Zoom. I took mine through the Ham Study website, which is basically still Zoom, and it uses the same format. That's why I took my general test, was through that.
I got my Tech Plus probably 20 years ago, and I let my license expire and missed renewing it by a month, so I had to retest. I'm a tech, and I'm going to get the general. I'm taking the practice test, doing well enough on them. I just got to schedule the time. I just want to make sure you guys knew it, because it's real easy, real simple, and if you're aware of it, that's great. $15, and you don't have to get out of the house.
That's once all the, you know, all the mess hit and the club's kind of shut down.
It's radio up. It's a Yaesu FT2800M. How's it sounding?
Good hitting the
the repeater. It's full quieting. I don't hear anything in the background.
Low power setting. I got problems with the mic cable, but I ordered another one already. All right, I'm going to let you guys get back to it. It's KO4JBV. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I actually took my test at Red Cross in Greenville.
Somewhere and took your test. That's pretty good. I had a hard time finding anybody that was hosting tests back in the June, July time frame.
Asked you, how does my radio sound? The guy told me earlier today the mic on it sounded like it was a little bit muffled or something.
Sometimes you come through like you might be holding it too close, but I'm not 100%. I mean, I can understand everything you're saying, but I mean, yeah, it could be that maybe.
N4MMW.
In there, go ahead.
Yeah, the guy with the microphone, I heard you talking earlier to that guy when I was out mobiling around. Yeah, just turn it down just a little bit. If you know where it is in the menu, turn it down just a little bit, and or back off a little bit off the mic. It's just a hair muffled, just a little bit.
Okay, is that any better?
Better. How far away from your mouth are you?
Probably about 4 inches.
Somewhere in your menu, that radio, I'm not sure where it is because I'm not familiar with that radio, but you'll see the mic volume. You can turn it down just a little bit, and then you can pull it back up that closer to you.
Trouble is, I had another radio that I was used to talking on. It had a noise-canceling mic on it, and I was used to holding it way too close.
Sometimes they turn these things up just a hair too loud, and you can hear the birds across the street whistling. That's just a hair too loud. They're not CB radios, that's the thing. So, all right, that should fix it right there. Take care, guys. Y'all sounding good. This is N4MMW. This is Jimmy over here at Taylor's. So let me clear up, y'all.
We appreciate it, buddy. KO4JQX. We'll get on the side and let somebody else have it a few minutes.
Greetings to both of you. Have a good evening. It's KO4CF, and I'll be standing by.